KBLA 1580 Santa Monica.
I'm Kevin Brown, and here's the latest from the Black Information Network. Vice President Harris says America's leadership in space must be preserved and enhanced. Speaking at NASA in Houston, Harris called it essential to U.S. national and economic security. She promoted the Artemis program, which will return American astronauts to the surface of the moon. The funeral for an unarmed black man shot and killed by a Columbus police officer will begin at noon at Christian Valley Baptist Church in Columbus. The public is invited to attend the service for 20-year-old Donovan Lewis. However, seating is limited and will be on a first-come, first-served basis. The juice is loose in Los Angeles again. O.J. Simpson was swarmed by fans at Thursday's NFL opener between the Rams and his former team, the Buffalo Bills. Simpson returned back to L.A. for the first time in years to watch his old team. That's the latest. I'm Kevin Brown from the Black Information Network and BINnews.com.
Galaxy Z Fold 4 is here to change the way you get things done. Now you can browse social media while tuning into a video call. And with the expansive foldable screen, you can use up to three apps at the same time. Visit Samsung.com today to order your Galaxy Z Fold 4.
If you're not listening to Tavis Smiley weekday mornings on KBLA Talk 1580, you're missing out. Everybody wants to talk to Tavis.
That's one reason, by the way, why I'm so thrilled to have this conversation with you today. The three people I always most hoped would interview me were Phil Donahue, Studs Terkel, and Tavis Smiley. Donahue's retired, Terkel's deceased, so this is a real thrill for me. And the reason why I have such respect for what you do is you have a historically informed conversation of depth and detail.
Be sure to tune in to Tavis Smiley, weekday mornings, 9 a.m. to 12 noon, on your unapologetically progressive radio station, KBLA Talk 1580. KBLA Talk
1580. The views and opinions expressed and resources shared on this program are strictly informational and should not be substituted for medical advice or evaluation.
I told you I don't need to talk to nobody.
My daughter's losing weight. She sleeps all the time and has terrible moods.
My drinking ain't the problem. You nagging me is the problem.
Problems and pressure are at the backdrop of everyday life, impacting our physical, mental, and spiritual health. But where are the solutions? And who is concerned about the family? The Urban Family. Presenting Urban Family Focus, hosted by Reverend Gerald Smith. Here on KBLA Talk 1580.
Hush not, child.
Good morning, KBLA Talk 1580 family. This is Reverend Gerald, the life coach, and you're listening to Urban Family Focus. We're that show that talks about the subjects that don't get talked about quite enough in urban households. Things like addiction, mental illness, health and wellness, conflict resolution, financial literacy, and grief. If it affects the urban family, we bring attention to it and we provide resources and answers to your questions about it. Our goal is to make sure that all of you who get up early Saturday morning with Urban Family Focus catch that worm. That worm is wisdom, opportunity, resources, and motivation in order to live your best life. Sister Nawili's message for us this week is to be gentle with yourself because you're doing the best you can. So tell your friends and family to download the KBLA 1580 app so they can listen anytime, anywhere. And if you have something you want to share with us, you can see us on Facebook and Instagram at Urban Family Focus or Twitter at Urban Fam Focus. We got a lot to talk about on KBLA Talk 1580. And our topic this morning is healing masculine, or I should say healing toxic masculinity. Addressing the subject with us this morning is a dynamic husband and wife team who founded a 501c3 called Stand Up. Robert Jackson has been an educator for over 26 years. His passion is helping students and his colleagues cope with and overcome circumstances and conditions that can derail their success. Robert uses a solution-focused, no-excuses approach to help his students deal with their inner pain and negative thoughts that can keep them from becoming the best that they can possibly be. Mr. Jackson has written 6 books. His latest, Becoming an Educator They Need, focuses on strategies and mindsets and beliefs for supporting Black and Latino students, won a Gold Excel Award. And as we know, behind every good man, there's a great woman. Author and speaker Tawana T.J. Butler Jackson is no stranger to TV and radio talk show circuits. Her speaking engagements include Essence Festival, Congressional Black Caucus, the Black MBA Conference. She has spoken and conducted workshops at University of Maryland College Park, Columbia University, Clark Atlanta University, and Mississippi State, Florida A&M, just to name a few. Ms. Butler Jackson and her books have been featured on Essence Magazine, Upscale Magazine, Today's Black Woman, Honey Magazine, and the Black Book Review and Publishers Weekly. TJ and Robert founded Speaking Truth and Never Doubting Unlimited Potential, which they call Stand Up. They work yearly to put the No More Excuses message out to black men. And they have a stand-up conference for men and young men. And they also have a conference for the women, Pretty and Amazing Conference for Women and Young Women. Robert and TJ, welcome, to Urban Family Focus.
Thank you. Thank you, Pastor. Thanks for having us on the show.
Thank you. Good morning to you.
Good morning. Good morning. Now, I read a little bit about Stand Up, and you guys are doing some magnificent work. But before we get into our topic and allow you to tell us about all the great things you're doing, give our audience just a little personal backstory on yourselves. And let's let the ladies go first. TJ, why don't you go first?
Yes, hi. I guess we could start with how we decided to come up with Stand Up and to do the work that we're doing now. As you said before, I'm an author and speaker, and I met my husband, Robert. We got married, we had kids, and life changed drastically for me, and I'm sure for him as well. And we decided to use some of our experiences, some of the things that we felt like we weren't prepared in our marriage. We decided to use those things, the things that we grew and learned as our marriage grew, to help other people. So Rob said, to me one night, why don't we, do something to help some of the young men in our community? And I said, let's do it. And that turned into the conference Stand Up. And this will be our 10th year doing that conference. So what we do is with the conference, we bring in great speakers to address the issues that young men deal with. And we started doing the women's conference this year. So that's what we're doing now.
All right, CJ. Robert, we got a couple of minutes. Give us a little backstory on you. I know you spent a little time in NFL.
Well, NFL stands for not for long. So you're right. It was a little bit of time, but I thought I was going to have a promising career in the National Football League for 10 years. I ended up playing for 10 minutes. So after I got cut from the Minnesota Vikings, I started teaching and coaching. And just seeing a lot of young people that was broken like I was when I was younger, growing up without a father, growing up in poverty. And, just really wanted to start mentoring our young men who are, my students are grown men with their own kids now, but mm-hmm. I started teaching back in the mid-90s and just really wanted to make a difference in teaching and coaching and really bring some positive light, especially to our young men of color. Well, you always hear about the negative stories on the news and everywhere else about us. I just wanted to bring some positive light to that. So that's why I started doing the mentoring and through my fraternity, Kappa Alpha Psi. I used to run the Kappa League, and TJ and I got together and we had the same energy and the same synergies, and we wanted to do something for the community, and that's why we came up with Stand Up, Speaking Truth, and Never Doubting Unlimited Potential, because that's what Stand Up is about, speaking truth and never doubting yourself and never doubting your ability, because God gave us all that ability, and we can do all things through him.
Absolutely, absolutely. You speak in my language, brother. I'm glad that you guys divinely came together, and the work that you're doing is fantastic. And we're going to dig a little deeper into the work that you're doing and try to define this new topic that we're dealing with now, which we call toxic masculinity. And we're going to get back to you in just a second when we come forward on KBLA Talk 1580. You're listening to
Healthy Lives, Healthy Home, and a Healthy Community. More of Urban Family Focus with Gerald Smith when we come forward on KBLA Talk 1580.
The Los Angeles Urban League helps African American and others in underserved communities achieve true social parity, economic self-reliance, and civil rights. For over 100 years, Los Angeles Urban League has ensured our communities have access to careers with living wages, opportunities to start and grow businesses, and clear pathways to personal and professional growth. Programs like BizCamp, Construction Career Academy, BOB Business Ready, and BWARP, the Black Wealth Attainment and Retention Program, are examples of the ongoing events designed to make our centennial mission to rebuild Black Wall Street right here in LA a reality. To sign up for our newsletter or to support the Los Angeles Urban League with your time, talents, and donations, visit laul.org. That's laul.org. The Los Angeles Urban League is a proud sponsor of Urban Family Focus Saturdays at 7 a.m. on KBLA Talk 1580.
With no fees or minimums and no overdraft fees, banking with Capital One is the easiest decision in the history of decisions. Even easier than choosing Slash to be in your band.
Next up for lead guitar. You're in.
Cool. Yep, even easier than that. With no fees or minimums and no overdraft fees, is it even a decision? That's banking reimagined. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com/bank for details. Capital One N.A. member FDIC.
Bundling home and car insurance with GEICO is so easy, your neighbors are probably already doing it. But who? They may drop little hints like,
beautiful day out. Even more beautiful since we saved by bundling our home and car insurance with GEICO.
Or,
yard work is hard. Much harder than bundling with GEICO, which was easy.
Or it may be even subtler, like,
speaking of burgers, we bundled our home and car insurance with GEICO and saved a bunch of money.
Bundling is easy with GEICO. Just ask your neighbors.
KBLA Talk 1580. We've got a lot to talk about.
KBLA Talk 1580, reminding you, when we fight, we win. Asian Americans Advancing Justice is the nation's largest legal and civil rights organization for Asian Americans, Native Hawaiians, and Pacific Islanders. Founded in 1983 as the Asian Pacific American Legal Center, Advancing Justice LA serves more than 15,000 individuals and organizations every year. Their mission is to advocate for civil rights, provide legal services and education, and build coalitions to positively influence and impact Asian Americans, Native Hawaiians, and Pacific Islanders, and to create a more equitable and harmonious society. To volunteer, make a donation, or seek assistance, visit advancingjustice-la.org. That's advancingjustice-la.org. Or call 888-349-9695. 888-349-9695. This is a community call to action from KBLA Talk 1580.
This is Urban Family Focus with Gerald Smith.
Gerald Smith,
a spiritual and scientific evidence-based self-help program on KBLA Talk 1580.
This is a man's world. This is a man's world.
Welcome back to Urban Family Focus. I'm Reverend Gerald, life coach and addiction counselor. And we're having a conversation this morning about toxic masculinity with husband and wife team, Tawana Butler Jackson and Robert Jackson. This morning, we're going to talk about this subject, toxic masculinity. And I want to kind of define it first, you know. So can Robert, why don't you define what toxic masculinity is?
Well, according to the dictionary, it involves the cultural pressures for men to behave a certain way, if I can put it in, you know, regular terms. So we have been taught since we were kids to, ever since I've come out the womb, I've heard man up, mm-hmm. don't be a punk, mm-hmm. don't show emotion, stop being soft, don't be a sissy. I mean, when you've been hearing that ever since you was a kid,
right?
At some point, it gets into your soul, it gets into your spirit. So, yeah, teachers say I'm acting up at school. I'm just doing what I've been taught. Mm-hmm. I've been taught not to show emotion. I've been taught not to be a punk. So when somebody say something to me, I say something back. Mm-hmm. So if somebody run up on me, I'm supposed to fight them. I'm not supposed to cry. I'm not supposed to show any kind of emotion. So if you've been taught that ever since you were a kid and everybody's been taught that, you know, it causes you to act a certain kind of way as a man and as a young man. It causes you to act a certain way. So, and what does that cause? That causes a lot of other things. It trickles down to relationships with your significant other, your relationship with your parents and everything else.
And society.
And society, how you interact with other people because of what we've been taught. So I think it's, if I can spell it out, that's how I would define it. Mm-hmm. It's just men are supposed to act a certain way. This is how you're supposed to behave as a man. And, you know, and I think, you know, it can go in so many different directions.
If
I can add to that.
Yes, you can.
If I can add to that, I think the problem lies is that we look at women as women should be kind, compassionate, and caring. But with toxicity there for men, we see men as being the protectors, and we don't expect to see that emotional side of them.
Yeah, you know, I run into toxic masculinity in what I do because people who have an issue, be it a mental issue or be it an addiction, you know, they tend to, as you say, Robert, they want to man up and handle it themselves. They resist counseling. They don't want to get any help. You know, one of the things that we notice in our community is that we're affected more with, you know, high blood pressure, diabetes, cancer. Everything affects us more. And in our community, one of those reasons is because black men in particularly won't go to the doctor. You know, they figure they can work it out. You know, if I just do this or just do that, I'm going to be all right. And they don't want to show pain and they don't want to reach out for help. So I see it firsthand, and I'm glad you guys are addressing it, and particularly with our young people, because if you look at the gang situation and everything that's going on in our community, you can put toxic masculinity on the back of their leather jacket because that's what they're representing. You know, so why do you?
And that's why we got to stop being. That's why we got to stop being so hard on kids. Kids are acting out on what they know. If this is all I've been taught, who's teaching me how to show emotion? I mean, even TJ and I, we first got together, TJ was like, I ain't no man cried. I ain't no man showed emotion. Men supposed to be tough. You know, so I think from a woman's perspective, I think a man wants to show his woman that he's tough.
I lost you.
What are the consequences for him showing that he is tough?
Mm-hmm.
The consequences are, you know, we're getting in arguments. I'm not going back down. You know, I'm supposed to be tough, remember?
Right.
So you can't call me to say it. You can't say I'm supposed to be tough, and then now all of a sudden I'm supposed to be soft. Which one am I supposed to do? So it gets confusing.
Yeah, and I can see why it couldn't be confusing because, you know, what we think as men and what we're taught to think, you know, being a man, being tough, being, athletic, physical, you know, that's what attracts the women. But in order to keep the woman, you got to show that softer side and get some emotion and get some understanding of, and address their feelings, not just your own.
Right, right. And not only that, you know, like you said, you have to build that emotional intelligence. And I think that's one of the side effects of toxic masculinity is that, you know, men are not exactly trained to get in touch with their emotions. So they're taught to hold so much in. And that's why you see young men, they explode. They hold everything in for so long, and then something triggers all of that emotion, and they haven't properly learned how to control their emotions, and then they explode. And it can be bad.
Well, Robert, you said something that kind of stuck with me, is that, you know, as men in particular, we're acting out as young boys what we're taught. You know, because when we come into this world, we don't know anything about fear. We don't know anything about hate. We don't know anything about all the negative things that we learn. And we learn that from observing the people around us. And many times that's our parents. That's our personal community. And they're doing what they think is right by teaching us to be tough and rugged and don't cry. Oh, boy, get up. You can, you know, put a little spit on it and keep going. You know, how do we stop that? How do we change that narrative? Because it's tradition. It's tradition in our community. Frankly, it's tradition all over the world, you know, for men to be a certain way and to learn the way of being a man before they learn compassion and emotion and full givingness and all the things that are going to get them through life. How do we curtail that? What do you do to help us get through that?
Well, I'll get into that word, and I bring that word back into the schools and everywhere I go, you know, because in the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God, you know. And I think when we get into the word and see what the word has to say about certain things, not being quick to anger, and all those type of things that I've learned in Proverbs and Psalms, and just teaching those things to our men first. So we got to get to the men before we get to the young men. We got to, because we have men who are toxic.
Right.
You know, and these young men are learning from somebody. So I teach young men and men when we do our conferences, excuse me, that it's okay to show emotion. It's okay to not be okay. We're talking about mental illness. You know, we just came out of coming through a pandemic. You know, a lot of our men and women are suffering from mental illness and being alone. And I'm just teaching them it's okay to talk about it. And right. I think the forum that we use for our 501c3 in our conference, you had so many men who are vulnerable and feeling okay to talk about it. And I think our young men need to see that. They need to see the vulnerability mm-hmm. of our men, grown men crying and showing emotion like, I never felt comfortable crying, but since I'm amongst men who feel the same way, now I feel comfortable to talk about those things. And like you said earlier, Pastor, you know, it cuts down on hypertension right. and diabetes and some of the diseases that, because stress causes disease.
Absolutely. And
people
trauma.
Don't understand that.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people get disease because they stressed out. And that's what causes a lot of these. Now, some things are hereditary. I get it. But I believe stress causes a lot of our diseases. And I think we got to start by getting into a forum, getting into a room of men, and letting them know it's okay for you not to be okay. And just feeling safe and in a safe environment to do so.
Yeah, you're right about stress and trauma being at the root of a lot of things that impact our lives physically and mentally. But you're also right about it's inherited, and it's inherited because we do what we do, and we do the same thing for generation after generation after generation. So this is a learned behavior. So they're both true. The secret is, how do we get out from under it? How do we address it? How do we open up the conversation that allows us to speak about what's going on? And actually, that was the key motivation for this show, Urban Family Focus, because I saw so many families dealing with mental illness in the family, dealing with addiction in the family. And the thing they didn't want to do was talk about it. They wanted to keep it to themselves. They didn't want the neighbors to know. They didn't want, you know, in some cases, the other kids didn't know what was going on with one of the individuals in the house until it, you know, affected them in a negative way. So, you know, opening up and talking about things is why we do what we do. And it's why I do what I do every day, all day. And I'm so glad to hear that you guys are on that same mission to help people understand that nothing can change unless we open up to it, accept it, know that we have the strength within us to move forward in spite of it, overcome it, and use it as a means for becoming better in whatever endeavor that we choose for our life.
Right. And prayer and meditation helps also. And I remember the scene in Harlem Nights with Richard Pryor and Eddie Murphy. You know, Eddie was running around just trying to say, I'm going to kill this person, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. And Richard Pryor was trying to get his character, was trying to get him to calm down. Like, look, what are you going to have on your tombstone? I died and I wasn't no punk. You know, so it's almost like they throw little things in to shows and movies to kind of talk about it or mm-hmm. or touch it a little bit. But nobody's really addressing it head on. And that's why TJ and I decided to dedicate our whole conference to toxic masculinity and overcoming emotions. What are emotions? You got men have to, and you asked the question earlier, what do we need to do? Well, we need to understand what emotions is. Mm-hmm. Those are feelings on the inside caused by pain or pleasure that moves you in a direction. We have to learn emotional intelligence. What TJ mentioned earlier is managing your emotions while managing the emotions of other people, not control.
Mm-hmm.
I think some brothers get, you know, when you can't control your own emotions, you try to control other people. You know, no, it's not about control. It's about managing emotions. And I think that the weakest man on the planet is a man who cannot control his emotions. And out of control emotions, you lose everything. You lose your family, your kids, your wife, all above. Lose yourself.
Yeah.
You lose yourself.
Yeah.
For no, because you wasn't no punk.
Right.
Hey, I got to show him I ain't no punk, so I end up in prison or dead because I can't walk away from conflict. You know, and I think we need to address this thing as men as a whole.
Right.
And our conference, you know, is just a piece of the iceberg. It's not even, you know, we did our part, but it's got to be bigger than what we did. You know, it's a bigger issue that we're dealing with.
Well, we need to have a conference like yours in every community, and frankly, we need to have a conference mm-hmm. like yours in every household. You know, we need to have some many conferences, yes. you know, with the family and open up and talk about these things. And TJ, I know that, you know, we're talking about toxic masculinity, but Robert mentioned and we've all mentioned how it impacts the women in our lives, the females in our community. Can you shed a little light on how that how women can cope with and help their men move through this toxic masculinity mindset?
Well, I think what happens in relationships is that when there's a toxic man in that relationship because he can't control his emotions, a lot of times women are kind of thrown off guard. They don't know how to cope. It kind of hits them. They're sideswiped by, you know, all of that aggression that sometimes comes out at the when you least expect it. But one of the things that my pastor said is, if you expect to marry a man, especially a black man, and not help raise him, then you're not ready for marriage. One thing that women have to do, in my opinion, and one of the things that I had to understand is that we've got to be sensitive to the fact that if someone's not taught to do something properly, how can you expect them to do that, to right. do it? So one of the things that Robert and I do is we have lots of conversations about the things in our past that has caused us pain, and we work through those things, and we understand that a lot of times in a conversation, you're having a conversation and you're feeling pain from something in your past, and that past pain sometimes comes out through a present conversation. And if we can sometimes slow ourselves down, because we're so reactive in conversations, a lot of times women are very reactive, and we can see that sometimes a reaction is caused by pain. If that pain can be addressed, a lot of times a man can feel like they're being seen, they're being heard, and they're being understood. And I think that's very important to conversation between a man and a woman, that kind of helps to diffuse sometimes the pain that comes out in relationships.
I think the key, one of the keys there is you talked about sharing what you've been through, and in mm-hmm. relationships and just in general, a lot of people, when they have a negative experience, what they consider to be a negative experience growing up, some type of trauma, it could be sexual abuse, it could be anything that happens yep. to them. It could be something that happened to you in a past relationship, and we mm-hmm. get together with our new significant other, and we want to start this great life and move forward, but we don't talk about, we don't share with them the things that we've been through. And without sharing those things with the person, they don't know or have a deeper understanding of how to react to some of the expressions that you may have, because, you know, toxic masculinity is one thing, but, you know, women can get aggressive and act out
That's right.
in the same ways that men do. And a lot of times it's because we touch a button that we didn't know was there, because, you know, we talked about all the great things we've done, but we don't share with the person we're supposed to be connected to for the rest of our lives some of the things that have happened to us that cause us to be who we are today.
Yeah, and a lot of times when Robert talks, we always say, okay, when you hit that trigger word, it's a trigger word sometimes, and sometimes it's just one word. When that trigger word is hit, try to acknowledge that and say, okay, that's a trigger word. And so then the conversation is not reacting to the pain that you felt from that trigger word, but, okay, why is this a trigger word? So sometimes it can lead to a whole nother conversation of healing instead of one that, you know, becomes defensive. Because that you're trying to protect yourself from that pain. Because when that trigger word is hit, your first instinct is to protect yourself from that pain at all costs. And you lash out, and sometimes you say things that are not nice. Yeah.
Absolutely, absolutely. And we're going to continue our conversation with Robert and TJ Jackson on toxic masculinity when we come forward here on KVLA Talk 1580. I'm Reverend Gerald. You're listening to Urban Family Focus.
More of KVLA Talk 1580's all new weekend lineup when we come forward.
I'm Kevin Brown, and here's the latest from the Black Information Network. President Biden says he'll be heading overseas to attend Queen Elizabeth's funeral. He confirmed that while speaking to reporters in Ohio. The Queen passed away after 70 years on the throne. Household wealth in the U.S. is down a record $6.1 trillion in the second quarter. That's the lowest in a year and the second consecutive quarterly decline. The Federal Reserve data points to a slumping stock market outweighing gains in real estate values that led to the fall. NFL ratings are opening strong once again. Early Nielsen ratings for the Bills and Rams opener are on par with last year's whopping 21 million viewers across NBC platforms for a fourth consecutive year. O.J. Simpson was swarmed by fans at Thursday's NFL opener between the Rams and his former team, the Buffalo Bills. Simpson returned back to L.A. for the first time in years to watch his old team. That's the latest. I'm Kevin Brown from the Black Information Network and BINnews.com.
Galaxy Z Fold 4 is here to change the way you get things done. Now you can browse social media while tuning into a video call. And with the expansive foldable screen, you can use up to three apps at the same time. Visit Samsung.com today to order your Galaxy Z Fold 4.
If you're not listening to Tavis Smiley weekday mornings on KBLA Talk 1580, you're missing out. Everybody wants to talk to Tavis.
That's one reason, by the way, why I'm so thrilled to have this conversation with you today. The three people I always most hoped would interview me were Phil Donahue, Studs Terkel, and Tavis Smiley. Donahue's retired, Terkel's deceased, so this is a real thrill for me. And the reason why I have such respect for what you do is you have a historically informed conversation of depth and detail.
Be sure to tune in to Tavis Smiley, weekday mornings, 9 a.m. to 12 noon, on your unapologetically progressive radio station, KBLA Talk 1580. KBLA Talk
1580.
The California Crusader newspaper would like to thank all of our subscribers for their support throughout the years, proudly serving the South Los Angeles and South Bay areas for more than 40 years. The California Crusader is a multicultural, black-owned, adjudicated newspaper that focuses on providing newsworthy information to the people in our community. We're constantly looking for ways to assist businesses in our community to connect with our subscribers. We provide low-cost, effective ways to promote your business with our reasonable and affordable advertising rates. You can participate by suggesting, sharing, and submitting your stories on the California Crusader newspaper Community Share Facebook group page, or visit our website at cal-cruise-news.com. That's calcruisenews.com. Then click on the Submit Now button located on the top right corner of the homepage, or text CCN to 42828. Again, text CCN to 42828. The California Crusader newspaper, working together to build a better community for our future. Subscribe today.
KBLA Talk 1580.
We've got a lot to talk about.
KBLA Talk 1580, connecting you with services and solutions. Stop the Violence, Increase the Peace Foundation is a nonprofit community-based organization dedicated to fostering peace while mitigating violence in our society. Established in 1993, Stop the Violence, Increase the Peace has provided a wide variety of assistance to thousands of youth, families, and victims of violence over the past three decades, including intervention services, conflict and dispute resolution training, grief counseling, and victims advocacy. In addition, the foundation offers an array of classes focused on anger management, domestic violence, parenting, substance abuse, and more. To make a donation or to access services, call 323-445-8620. That's 323-445-8620, or visit www.increasethepeacefoundation.org. This is a community call to action from KBLA Talk 1580.
Hi, I'm Nicole Franklin.
And I'm Bryant Monte.
We're the host of the radio series Before You Go.
Yes, Before You Go, because there's no time like the present to talk to our guests.
Our 100-year-old guests.
What a gift.
We have 80 and 90-year-olds, too, but the older the better. Right, Bryant?
Oh, yes. And such amazing history.
We've got history on record.
History corrected.
Lots of smiles and, I'd say, some redemption as we unearth some deep, dark secrets.
Like politics, race, music.
Baseball.
From sports to the silver screen.
From our 100-year-old guests.
So join us for a rewind in time.
Tune into our podcast on the KBLA 1580 app.
And listen live Fridays at 5 a.m.
And weekend mornings at 6 a.m.
on KBLA Talk 1580.
KBLA Talk 1580. We've got a lot to talk about.
KBLA Talk 1580 joins you in standing for human rights. The Los Angeles Civil, Human Rights and Equity Department, or LA Civil Rights for short, is focused on reducing bias and injustices while leveling the playing field. LA Civil Rights does this through equity and empowerment. The Office of Racial Equity, Hate Prevention, Upward Mobility Programming, and Youth Programming. They convene commissions and advisory councils. The Civil, Human Rights, and Equity Department of the City of Los Angeles is led by founding executive director Capri Maddox and is breaking new ground for municipal governance. LA Civil Rights oversees citywide initiatives, including the Renew Program, LA Repair Program, and the LA for All campaign. The LA Civil Rights Department believes that the goals of equity and inclusion for all people can be achieved through hard work and collective action. To get involved and be part of the solution, report a civil rights violation, or get more information, visit civilandhumanrights.lacity.org. That's civilandhumanrights.lacity.org, or call 213-978-1845. This is a community call to action from KBLA Talk 1580.
This is Urban Family Focus with Gerald Smith. Gerald Smith, a spiritual and scientific evidence-based self-help program on KBLA Talk 1580.
Welcome back to Urban Family Focus. I'm Reverend Gerald, life coach and addiction counselor. And we're having a conversation this morning with TJ and Robert Jackson, who are the founders of Stand Up. And we've talked about toxic masculinity and some of the ways we can heal that situation in our community. And we're going to continue that conversation, as well as we have a caller holding online. Ronnie, hold on. We're going to get to you. But before we do, I want to congratulate all the KBLA Talk 1580 listeners who won a seat to join us live at the KBLA 1580 Public Safety Forum coming Monday, September 12th from 7 to 9 p.m., featuring the candidates for L.A. County Sheriff, Sheriff Alex Villanueva, and former Long Beach Police Chief Robert Luna. This event will be live and live streamed on all our social media platforms, our website, KBLA1580.com, our Facebook page, and our YouTube channel. This public safety forum featuring Chief Luna and Sheriff Villanueva is brought to you by KBLA Talk and our friends at the Urban League, the SCLC, Southern California, and the Empowerment Congress. So mark your calendars for Monday, September 12th, 7 to 9 p.m., and join us live online for this critical community conversation. So let's go to our caller on line one, Ronnie from Orange County. You're on Urban Family Focus. Ronnie, are you there?
Here. Are you able to hear me?
Yes, I can hear you now.
Outstanding. I so much appreciate this show. This is a worldwide topic, but definitely different when you talk about African Americans in the United States. Bottom line, I just have one point and two questions from your guests. My point is talking about men being taken advantage of, and as I was speaking with the board operator, I mentioned the movie Pulp Fiction with Vin Reams and John Travolta when Vin Reams was gang raped by those hillbillies, and John Travolta turned to Vin Reams and asked him, "Are you all right?" And the quote that I will never forget in my life, Vin Reams said, "Nah, brother, I'm far from all right." Mm-hmm. Do you guys recall that?
Yes. Yes.
I do.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, you know what? It actually has helped me because it allowed me to be more vocal about not being all right. You know, when my wife mm-hmm. had to take care of me through my autoimmune disease, I learned how to get past the toxic masculine immunity and tell her, no, I'm far from all right. Now, I got better, but when I wasn't, I'm lucky that I happened to catch that. But can I ask you guys, do you guys agree that that was a chiller?
No, killer meaning.
Talking about the,
was that a cold piece? But,
oh, you talking about the part in the movie Pulp Fiction?
Yeah, when Ven Rhames said, "I'm no brother, I'm far from all right," after
oh, absolutely.
What he had endured.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I think it brought out a profound point that, you know, a lot of men are not okay. And there's other men who's been through sexual and emotional abuse and so on and so forth, and men are not okay about it. And we need to be able to discuss that in a forum where men feel comfortable talking about that.
Right, right. And especially our brothers and our sisters behind the wall, you know, who may experience it at a much higher rate, you know. I don't know the math on it, and I'm going to try to play that. But that was a cold piece. So I'm going to get to my two questions that I need some support and help with. My wife is facing a neck surgery next month, and I've asked her how, I said, "Diane, how can I help you convalesce? The surgeon has already got the date, you agreed." And she continues to tell me, "You should know." Dealing with male toxicity and arrogance, I know men can be very arrogant. Guard, you handle it yourself then. What do you do when you're told by your partner and you're trying to tap down the masculinity, but you're being told you should know?
So, Ronnie, can I get you to do me a favor? I need you to ask your second question, and then we'll have TJ and Robert address those questions.
Outstanding. My second question is, you guys know that the stress on getting to work every day. I'll be direct. The man is stressing the woman at work, and the man is stressing the man at work. And when they come home, the man and the woman find themselves, especially in a black family, at odds with each other when they get home. But they say yes, sir, to the man when they're at work.
Got it. Ronnie, I want to thank you for those two questions and for chiming in with this morning. We're going to let TJ and Robert address those questions, but we appreciate your call. TJ?
Okay, I think that I'll address the first, and Rob, maybe you can address the second one. The first one, one of the things that when you said about your wife, I think that she's scared. And her approach is not correct, but most people act out of love or they act out of fear. So her reaction to you is one of fear. So one of the things you may want to say is, I know you're scared, and I know you want me to know, but I don't know. I don't always know everything. And I think it would help me and you if you can tell me what it is that you need me to do, because I honestly don't know.
And the root of anger is fear, frustration, pain, and hurt. And we have to understand where fear comes from. And like TJ said, you act out of love or you act out of fear. But you also mentioned coming home stressed out and being at work. So basically showing respect to your bosses, but not showing respect to your spouse. I think there needs to be a mutual respect. And I know exactly what you're talking about. I understand it. I've seen it. And we got to leave work at work and home at home. I think it comes down to a mutual respect for each other and a mutual understanding for each other. And like TJ and I said, you know, you have to do constant communication, but there has to be a mutual respect there.
Yeah, because home is supposed to be your safe place. And I think a lot of times we don't verbalize that enough to each other. This is our safe place. And a lot of times, you know, words create. In the beginning was the word. Words create. And I think a lot of times we have to speak what we want. This is our safe place. This is our home. We treat each other with love. We treat each other with respect. And those are the words that we have to affirm ourselves and each other with. And I think over time that can change that kind of a situation.
Well, thank you both for that. And Ronnie, again, thank you for your call. We're going to keep going on this topic. And a lot of this, as I'm listening to everybody, it's really how the brain works. you know, mm-hmm. and when it comes to emotions, when it comes to dealing with the things that we've experienced in the past that may be causing some of this toxicity in our mind. So, Robert, can you talk a little bit about how the male brain works when it comes to emotions?
Yes, like I was mentioning before, thank you for that, because that was a good segue, because we have been taught so many things, you know, with the toxic masculinity, nothing hurts. Men got to drink heavily. We love sports. We got to have big muscles, got to have a lot of women, a lot of money, a lot of sex, hyper-competitive. You know, so the amygdala is a small almond-shaped structure connected to the hippocampus that plays a very important role in the processing of emotions. And those emotions include fear and anger. And the amygdala, which is in the brain, mm-hmm. is larger in males. So what does that tell you? If the amygdala is larger, it tells you that men have the affinity to have more emotions than women. But we've been taught to mask those emotions. Mm-hmm. You ever seen the NBA championship or the NFL championship or the Major League championship? What do men do when they win?
They cry.
They cry. What else they do? Jump up and
they
down
jump
like
up and
kids.
Down. They just like little kids. I know exactly what you're talking about, Robert.
And this is the emotion that men have in real life. And people looking crazy, like, why are they crying? Why are they jumping up and down? I mean, it's because they're overcome with emotion. That amygdala causes them to have more fear, more rage, more excitement. So the amygdala is larger in men, so men have a lot more emotions than women, you know. But we've been taught to mask those emotions, and we have to be able to talk about those things. Like TJ mentioned earlier, you got to be able to communicate and have conversations. Like, and we had to do that. You know, I told TJ I got molested before. I've been through abuse. And you got to talk about all the trauma that you've dealt with, because hurt people tend to hurt other people.
Absolutely.
And we have to address the hurt. How do you address the hurt? Well, you got to admit it. You got to admit you're in pain. You got to write it down. You got to speak to somebody you trust. And who do you need to forgive besides yourself?
The person who approached you in the wrong way.
Yeah. Absolutely. Exactly.
And that's a big, you know, one. Forgiveness is a big one. And we're going to continue to talk about this toxic masculinity, because, you know, you hit the nail on the head, Robert, when you said we have the ability to show more emotion. But when we hold it in, when we lock it up, it turns into unchecked aggression. And it comes out in a way that can cause us problems and cause us, frankly, to get into trouble. So we're going to continue our conversation with TJ and Robert on toxic masculinity when we come forward here on KBLA Talk 1580.
Healthy lives, healthy home, and a healthy community. More of Urban Family Focus with Gerald Smith when we come forward on KBLA Talk 1580.
The marathon continues. That's right. Rapper, entrepreneur Nipsey Hussle lives on in so many ways. And if you don't know, now you know. You heard it here. August 15th annually will officially be known as Nipsey Hussle Day in Los Angeles. This also happens to be the rapper's birthday. The news of this now memorialized date was made public early this month at the unveiling of Hussle's star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame on what would have been his 37th birthday. In addition to musical accomplishments, he was a father, a partner, and remembered for a legacy of community building in Los Angeles. 3 years after his murder, the star is located in front of Amoeba Music on Hollywood Boulevard. Hear what Lauren London had to say at the unveiling of the star.
I'm grateful for the love and the support the world has shown us, but especially I want to thank the city of Los Angeles. I love you, and as y'all know, the marathon continues.
Hey, where can I get the best barbecue in town?
Yelp says it's where Alabama meets Texas.
Well, where can I get the most tender smoked brisket in town?
Google says it's at my father's barbecue.
Well, what about pulled pork, hot links, ribs, chicken, and smoked turkey?
I told you, it's where Alabama meets Texas.
But Alabama doesn't meet Texas.
Yes, it does. Right in the city of Carson at Avalon University, and it's called My Father's Barbecue. They have the best sides.
Hey, I'm hungry now.
I'm going to my father's barbecue. Now, where is it?
Hi, I'm Chef Shalimar Lane, and it's where Alabama meets Texas, right in the city of Carson at Avalon and University. Order by phone at 310-817-4166. That's 310-817-4166. Or visit us at myfathersbbq.com. See you when you get here.
My Father's Barbecue is open Friday, Saturday, and Sundays only.
With no fees or minimums and no overdraft fees, banking with Capital One is the easiest decision in the history of decisions.
Even easier than choosing Slash to be in your band.
Next up for lead guitar. You're in.
Cool.
Yep, even easier than that. With no fees or minimums and no overdraft fees, is it even a decision? That's banking reimagined. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com/bank for details. Capital One NA, member FDIC.
Bundling home and car insurance with GEICO is so easy, your neighbors are probably already doing it. But who? They may drop little hints like,
beautiful day out. Even more beautiful since we saved by bundling our home and car insurance with GEICO.
Or,
yard work is hard. Much harder than bundling with GEICO, which was easy.
Or it may be even subtler, like,
speaking of burgers, we bundled our home and car insurance with GEICO and saved a bunch of money.
Bundling is easy with GEICO. Just ask your neighbors.
You want to talk about the ballot or the bullet?
Well, curiosity is more important than intelligence, but we've got both.
We've got both.
Now celebrating 1 year being your trusted truth teller. You're listening to KBLA Talk 1580.
Welcome back to Urban Family Focus. I'm Reverend Gerald, life coach and addiction counselor, and we're having a conversation about toxic masculinity with Robert and TJ Jackson. And we don't have a lot of time left, and we're going to touch on some things in just a moment. But I want to remind everybody that Urban Family Focus is presented by the Los Angeles Urban League. The Los Angeles Urban League is celebrating over 100 years of educating and empowering African Americans and other minorities to secure self-reliance, civil rights by providing targeted social programs and advocating for issues that benefit our community. The LA Urban League helps thousands of Angelenos annually through its programs focused on education, entrepreneurship, job training, and placement. Follow them on Facebook and Twitter at laurbanleague.org. Or I should say at LA Urban League, or visit them at laurbanleague.org. We've having a great conversation this morning on toxic masculinity, which reveals itself in unchecked aggression, male entitlement, uncontrolled dominance, the inability to show empathy, unhealthy self-reliance, the inability to accept help, isolated emotions, unnecessary show of physical strength, unhealthy competitiveness, as well as the inability to show your weakness. And the one thing that I want you to touch on, Robert, we only have a little time left, but glorifying unfaithfulness is one of the things. We got 2-3 minutes to talk about that. Can you touch on that glorified unfaithfulness? I know when I was growing up, I was thought, you know, the more women you had, the more man you were.
That's right. That's right. And that's sad because I was taught the same thing. And being a professional athlete, nobody got you prepared for that life and the women throwing themselves at you and all that stuff. And I felt like, well, you know, I'm turning down 90% of them, so I'm doing good. You know, no, not really. You know, you know. So that's something that we've been taught. And I said that's one of those things on the list. You got to have a lot of women. You got to have a lot of sex. You got to have a lot of muscles. You got to drink a lot. You got to be tough. I think that we need to dispel that myth because a man who finds a wife finds a good thing. Mm-hmm. And for me, I went back and I said, it's less stressful just having a wife, you know, to dealing with all those different emotions. And I wish we had more time because what we can get into is all the women who've been affected mm-hmm. by that mm-hmm. because they have gotten into relationships with these toxic men. And it has affected their relationships with other men, with their sons, and some women have turned to other women mm-hmm. Instead of going back to a man because they've been hurt so bad by men, and that's what it causes, generational curses, you know. And it's something that we have to address internally within ourselves, and then we have to address it in our community.
And you said we should have more time. And Robert, I want to let you and TJ right now. We are going to have more time because we will have you back on Urban Family Focus. So we're going to touch on, and because, you know, we're talking about toxic masculinity, but there's some toxic femininity out there as well. And we need to dive into that. And so we can all come together and build strong relationships, because strong relationships build strong communities. And as the brother who called in earlier said, you know, dealing with this toxic masculinity is going to keep a lot of our brothers out of jail, too. So that's the one thing.
Yes.
So we're going to take a pause. And when we come forward, we're going to conclude. And when we come back, I'd like you guys to talk a little bit about how people can get in touch with your 501c3 and a little bit more about the conference and how parents can find materials to deal with young men. You're listening to Urban Family Focus. I'm Reverend Gerald. This is KBLA Talk 1580.
You're listening to the all-new weekend lineup of enlightening, encouraging, and empowering talk shows.
Exclusively on KBLA Talk 1580.
We've got a lot to talk about.
The Los Angeles Urban League helps African American and others in underserved communities achieve true social parity, economic self-reliance, and civil rights. For over 100 years, Los Angeles Urban League has ensured our communities have access to careers with living wages, opportunities to start and grow businesses, and clear pathways to personal and professional growth. Programs like BizCamp, Construction Career Academy, BAW Business Ready, and BWARP. The Black Wealth Attainment and Retention Program are examples of the ongoing events designed to make our centennial mission to rebuild Black Wall Street right here in LA a reality. To sign up for our newsletter or to support the Los Angeles Urban League with your time, talent, and donations, visit laul.org. That's laul.org. The Los Angeles Urban League is a proud sponsor of Urban Family Focus Saturdays at 7 a.m. on KBLA Talk 1580.
Geico presents Daily Affirmations.
Repeat after me. Our thoughts are like the ocean.
Our thoughts are like the ocean.
Our thoughts create our reality.
Our thoughts create our reality.
We're thinking Geico offers claim service 24/7 with personalized attention from an assigned team.
Geico offers claim service? I wasn't thinking that.
We think it and it becomes our reality.
So, what about washboard abs?
Let's give it a go. Think really hard.
Okay, abs.
Yeah, keep thinking.
To manifest more Geico in your life, go to geico.com.
Weekdays, weekends, we've got a lot to talk about. You're listening to KBLA Talk 1580.
Welcome back to Urban Family Focus. I'm Reverend Gerald, life coach and addiction counselor, and we're talking to Robert and TJ Jackson about toxic male masculinity. We only have a couple of minutes left, Robert and TJ, so can you tell us a little bit more about the stand-up conference and how people can contact you and where they can get some of the great books that you've written and how parents can get materials to help their families?
Yeah, the stand-up conference, for more information, go to standupinc.org, standup, standupinc.org. We do it next year, will be our 10th annual conference. We give away scholarships. We used to give away 10 scholarships. This year, we gave away 21 scholarships for college. So it's for middle school, high school, adult men, and women. We did the Pretty and Amazing conference this year. So we're proud of that. And we want to continue the tradition of doing conferences for both our young men and young women. And if they want to donate, please go to standupinc.org. If you want to be a sponsor or you want to donate, just go to standupinc.org. We've had Verizon this past year as one of our sponsors. We've had the Department of Family and Children and Lilly Endowment, Children's Bureau. You know, we've had some pretty good sponsors through the years. We can always use more sponsorships because the more sponsorships that come in, the more scholarships we can give out. And we're really proud of helping kids not just go to school. We want to help them finish.
So TJ, before we get off the air, please tell us a little bit about how parents can get materials that they need to help their young men and women.
Okay, they can go to Robert's website, and that's robertjacksonmotivates.com. And we have a great workbook for young men, and we have a great workbook for young girls. And also there's a Black Man Stand Up book that is a good companion for the workbook for boys.
And you mentioned the award-winning book, Becoming the Educator They Need. That's a book that all parents should have for their kids and teachers and administrators. So if you go to robertjacksonmotivates.com, all of our materials are on there. Just click on online store and you'll see all the materials. I speak full time, so we speak on different subjects. So they can just go to robertjacksonmotivates.com for more information.
Thank you so much, Robert and TJ, for sharing that great information with us this morning on toxic masculinity. This has been a great experience. I'm Reverend Drill, life coach and addiction counselor. I want to thank everybody for tuning in this morning to Urban Family Focus. Yeah.